Hyundai sells Russian plants to Art Finance amidst global market realignment. Hyundai Motor Company's recent divestment of its Russian manufacturing operations to Art Finance marks a pivotal shift in the South Korean automaker's global strategy. This move, 2 years after Russia's incursion into Ukraine, signals a broader reconfiguration within the international automotive industry. The transaction, detailed by Reuters, encompasses Hyundai's transfer of its two St. Petersburg plants to Art Finance. The deal, greenlit by Russian authorities and the Federal Anti-Monopoly Body, was finalized for 10,000 rubles, approximately $168.44. This sum signifies a substantial financial downturn for Hyundai, with the company absorbing a loss of about $325.8 million. Hyundai's decision, while economically strenuous, underscores a commitment to ethical business practices and adaptability amidst geopolitical unrest. The sale also highlights Hyundai's proficiency in managing intricate market dynamics under challenging international conditions. Hyundai, in a recent statement, confirmed the sale of its Russian facilities. The company pledged ongoing support for its Russian customers through continuous after-sales services and customer care, despite the suspension of plant operations since March 2022. Art Finance, part of the AGR Group and spearheaded by Andrei Pavlovich, is cementing its position in Russia's automotive sector. This move follows Pavlovich's acquisition of Volkswagen's Russian assets in 2023, indicating a strategic aggregation of international auto assets by Russian enterprises. The exit of key Western automotive players from Europe, Japan, and South Korea has created a void swiftly filled by Chinese vehicle manufacturers. These entities now command over half of the Russian market. Hyundai's strategy echoes Nissan's 2022 decision to sell its Russian operations for a nominal fee, highlighting significant fiscal losses for global automakers in Russia following the Ukraine conflict. Hyundai's retreat from the Russian market is a vivid testament to the deep impact of global political strife on international commerce, particularly in the auto industry. This realignment, with Chinese manufacturers gaining ground in Russia and global auto strategies undergoing transformation, signals a new chapter in the sector, shaped by a confluence of political and economic currents. General, Toyota faces unprecedented labor demands as union seeks record bonus.